Events beginning include tonight in Coeur d'Alene, an opening by Aspire Theater, and we're just about to hear about Aspire Theater. The other day when Marlo Faulkner from Coeur d'Alene was on, she was speaking so glowingly of having experienced Aspire Theater. Just what a wonderful, thing it was to watch what happens. And so we're going to find out kind of how these things happen and bring in initially Trigger Weddle, who I think you're the real founder of Aspire, aren't you, Trigger?
I'm one of the original ones. Mm-hmm. It was really a group of parents that their kids had graduated from CYT North Idaho that started it, and then they brought me in.
Okay. Well, and it's been 2 years, so let's start right at the beginning and explain, give us your elevator speech of how you explain what Aspire Theater is and what it does.
Sure. So it started in 2016. It really started because there was a group of young people that had more or less aged out of CYT North Idaho. And they were all heavily involved there. And then they realized that their kids had nowhere to go. At that time, there was only Coeur d'Alene Summer Theater, which is a semi-professional company. And also at the time, there was the Modern Theater, which was a semi-professional company. So it left these very talented young adults with no place to perform. So it started out to somewhat bridge the gap for those young people that were still, you know, desiring training and chance on time on stage to, you know, to hone their craft. And that's really where we began. We wanted to be a place for those people that were sort of in between a children's theater, a young person's theater company into professional theater. We wanted to sort of fit that niche, and we did that. But then it's grown. We have young people and young at heart. In this cast, for example, we have, I think our youngest cast member is a freshman in high school, and then we have someone all the way up to in their 60s. So we sort of cover all the bases.
And you all now tell me what's unique about Aspire and the shadow and the ways you do things.
Well, I think we're unique because we are completely volunteer. There's nobody that's a paid staff member. We are just a small but mighty group of people that have banded together because we love our community and we love the performing arts. We do it all as a volunteer. The only people that are paid are really the musicians and the creative team.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. And you're opening tonight SpongeBob SquarePants, and we'll find out what the, you know, how that has moved from its origins to theater in a little bit. But tell me a little bit about the creative team and the casting for SpongeBob SquarePants.
Sure. So the creative team this go-round is myself. I'm directing it. I don't always get to direct the shows, but I really wanted to take a crack at this one because I love the show so much. And then one of our local studio owners, she's had a studio for about 25, 30 years, I believe. Her name is Brenda Blankenship. She's the choreographer, and one of her associate coaches at the studio, Jesse Latu, is her assistant. And then our musical director is a young Eastern graduate by the name of Presley Dupuy, and he did all the music.
And so that you put it together there, and we're about to talk to a couple of the cast members, and so let's bring in Josiane Brett. Josiane, is that Josiane? How do you say your first name?
Josiane.
Okay, there we go. It's all in the accent. Okay, Josiane. tell me who, and I have to admit, even though I have a grandson and he likes SpongeBob SquarePants, I know nothing except what the picture looks like. So between the two of you, let's do it by describing characters. Who or what is Sandy Cheeks?
Sandy Cheeks is a squirrel under, like, literally in the ocean. She has a passion for science and martial arts, and she's SpongeBob's pretty much right-hand man, and they work together to save the town, pretty much. And also, she finds herself feeling left out in the town of Bikini Bottom, and realizes, yeah, she's not a fish, so she doesn't feel welcome. But through helping out the town and working with SpongeBob, she finds out, like, this is her home and where she feels loved and wants to stay.
And so that's one of the characters. And then I guess we ought to get to the title character, Tyler McCabe. You are SpongeBob, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, then you, for me, I might be the only person that doesn't know the answer to this question, but who or what is SpongeBob SquarePants?
SpongeBob is an amazing character. He is the heart of Bikini Bottom. He just has this incredibly honest and earnest optimism that is just so genuine and so fun to play. And one of the reasons I love the show is that he's really dealing with this concept of, like, owning up to his own potential and just becoming the best version of himself. And it's just very, very fun to play. And during the crisis that Bikini Bottom is in, he just keeps this confidence and this optimism and just tries to bring people together and just spread love. And he really sees Bikini Bottom as this big family unit. And yeah, it's just incredible to play.
Okay. And now among the three of you, and I've covered everybody that we're talking to today, right?
Yep.
Okay, among the three of you, every theatrical production needs a crisis, needs a problem that needs to be solved on stage. What is the problem that sets off the need for a solution in this musical version of SpongeBob SquarePants?
So the town is facing a volcano eruption from Mount Humongous, which is going to devastate, of course, the town. And so the big crisis is finding a way to stop the eruption, where this is where we meet Sandy Cheeks, who is a scientist who has discovered a way to stop the eruption from happening. Her conflict is that she's, like Josian said, she's an outsider, and so she's meeting a little bit of prejudice from the other citizens of Bikini Bottom. But SpongeBob SquarePants, in his eternal optimism, he and his BFF, Patrick Star, decide that with the three of them, they can defeat anything, and the three of them set out to save the town.
Okay, there's the plot of SpongeBob SquarePants, and you put together a song, I think, with the help of, I assume, Presley Dupree playing the piano, and it's Josie and Brett and Tyler McCabe, I presume, singing Chop to the Top. Tell us about this song before we hear it.
So Chop to the Top is a very, very great song. It was written by Lady Antebellum, and basically we're at a point in the story where SpongeBob and Sandy are climbing Mount Humongous, and it's such an incredible task, and they're feeling a little bit discouraged, but with the help of Sandy and her encouragement, we find a way to just keep on keeping on.
Well, let's hear this song as performed by two of the people we're talking to, along with their pianist.
To the top that you aim for. Get some gumption and you won't turn tail. Just keep your eyes on the prize that you came for. And use karate and you cannot fail. And chop to the top, chop to the top. Come on and keep it moving. Don't stop till you drop. Come on and chop. Come on and chop. But that won't happen today. If you wait, it's too late. You're defeated. press yourself just a little bit higher. You wanna win, don't give in, you can beat it. Find your mojo and set it on fire. And chop to the top, chop to the top. Come on and keep it moving, don't stop till you drop. Come on and chop. Come on and chop.
Grass so far below, sponge so high above.
Chop to the top, come on and chop to the top. Don't ever stop,
come on and chop to the top. Chop to the top, come on and chop. Come on and chop to the top. Don't ever stop, come on and chop. Come on and chop. Come on and
chop to the top from SpongeBob SquarePants, the musical, performed by Josie and Brett, Tyler McCabe, and the pianist Presley Dupree on that one. Okay, let's talk to each of you who were just singing and who are acting in this place. Let's start with you, Tyler. Where in your theatrical career are you?
Oh, yes. So I have been doing theater for 8 years now. I'm 18. I started when I was 10 years old. And I've done a lot of stuff with COIT North Idaho, Lake City Playhouse, some stuff in Spokane, at Liberty Lake, at the Civic. And I just love theater. I think it is just the most genuine and passionate form of art. We have the power to change perspectives, and I just love it so much. Musical theater is my passion. So it's been very fun to do this show. It's very different from anything I've ever done before, but I'm having the time of my life.
Great. And what are a couple of your hopes and dreams for the next couple of years?
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm a senior in high school right now, and so I am planning on pursuing musical theater in college, which would be amazing. The dream would be to tour with shows one day. Maybe Broadway would just be incredible. But just theater in any capacity I can is just makes me the happiest I've ever been.
Wonderful. That's Tyler McCabe, who plays SpongeBob SquarePants, and Josie and Brett, you who plays Sandy. Where are you in the theatrical gambit?
I've been doing theater for about 4 or 5 years. I started my senior year of high school. I was in the production of High School Musical at Civic. That was my first role, and just grew to love performing. I danced and did sports my whole life, and went off to college at Dixie State in Southern Utah and was on the performing arts team there and did shows in Utah and did shows here in Spokane and Coeur d'Alene, and found Aspire and grew to pretty much just love the environment and make the family aspect and friendship you make there. I was like, oh, I love it here, and I'll always come back into town and do a show for Trigger. And with theater, I just grew to love the relationships you make out of the cast and the memories. It's just my favorite part of theater. Also, performing's fun, but honestly, building those relationships with the cast members and the crew is the best time.
Yeah, I've experienced it when I've been in the pit and watched it happen. Or my wife, who's done a lot of theater, has mentioned that the saddest point of theater is the final show, when you know the family is going to break up again, right?
Yeah, and but somehow we always find each other again and keep those connections.
Nice. A couple of things about the show for any of you to answer. The first is it's clearly SpongeBob SquarePants was created for very, very young children. How does this show work for which age groups, somewhere between 4 and, 84?
Well, it's interesting because the show is one of those creative television shows. It was a cartoon originally, but it's got the kind of humor that adults can enjoy too. It's very broad humor. I think kids were probably drawn to it because it was colorful and fun and very slapstick style. But the production has this incredible
base of musicians that contributed to it. I'm looking at the song list, and the people that wrote the music, the Plain White Tees, we have songs by Panic at the Disco, Cyndi Lauper, The Flaming Lips. I mean, it's like a who's who of 90s music. Sarah Bareilles wrote one of the songs. You heard Lady Antebellum contributed, John Legend. There were all sorts of people that that were, you know, famous musicians from the 90s that contributed to the show. That is really one of the cool things about the production, is that it has this great variety of musicians and music to contribute to the story.
SpongeBob SquarePants, the musical, which opens tonight, 7:30 performance, isn't it? It's two weekends and the weekend between, so it's Friday, Saturday, Wednesday, Thursday. Friday, Saturday at 7:30, and then there are two matinees, and that's Saturday and Sunday, or there are matinees on the weekends also, Saturday and Sunday at 2. And so where's your theatrical place?
So the Aspire's home venue is the Kroc Center Theater, which is located inside the Salvation Army Kroc Center in Coeur d'Alene. It's very easy to find. It's right off of I-90, the very first exit as you come into Coeur d'Alene. You would go north and you would see this huge building, and that's where we perform at the Kroc Center Theater.
And so that implies that then you have the true facilities to do this, and especially the technical facilities.
Oh yeah, we are very blessed to be in this state-of-the-art theater, surrounded by the Kroc, very accomplished staff that help all the production companies that come through produce amazing material. So,
and the thing I ask everybody in terms of their performances, what are your COVID guidelines that you're doing?
So we're out here in Idaho, which is a little bit like the wild, wild west. There's not any support from our local health district or, you know, the Idaho government in regards to COVID restrictions. So we have no restrictions as far as the theater is concerned. We have asked people to stay away, of course, if they're exhibiting any symptoms of COVID or any symptoms at all, to stay home. The Aspire will happily exchange or refund their tickets if they're ill. And then, of course, if you're masked, we welcome people to wear masks. We can't require it, but we are encouraging people to be safe as they venture out back to the theater.
Okay, so this is the show that opens tonight and runs through the 24th with all those times, and one can, I assume, that simply by Googling Aspire Theater, you'll get to the website, or aspirecda.com, you'll get to the website.
Yep, that's it, aspirecda.com.
Okay, to find out more about this. Well, have a great run with your show of the return to live theater of Aspire Theater. Thanks to all of you.
Thank you so much.
We've been hearing from the director of the show and one of the real people really involved with the whole company, Trigger Weddle, and then the specific actors and singers, Josie and Brett and Tyler McCabe. And then on the recording, we heard from the pianist, Presley Dupree. So that's Aspire Theater.